This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.822 acres, more or less. Property is located at the southwest corner of Sussex Highway, US Route 13, and Allen's Mill Road, being Road 454A. 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 532, map 13, parcel 51, and is being a part of that parcel. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 10th of 2016. For the benefit of the council, if I may, I will pass down copies of some exhibits provided by Mr. Christian Berry on behalf of the applicant. As I stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 10th of 2016. We did receive comments from DelDOT in the form of a support facilities report. And we received comments from the County Engineering Department Facility Planning Division. Sherry Dishroom was present with Ken Christian Berry, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering, who gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1797 for John P. Dishroom and Sherry B. Dishroom for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to LI2 light industrial based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is located at the intersection of Allen's Mill Road and US Route 13. It has 923 feet of frontage on US Route 13. This is an appropriate location for this type of zoning. Two, the rezoning is consistent with the surrounding zoning along US Route 13, which includes HI1 heavy industrial, LI2 light industrial, and commercial zones. Even the commercial zoning is used intensively for a trucking company. Three, the comprehensive plan supports the rezoning to LI2 light industrial. Four, the applicants are the owner of the adjacent tract that is 200 feet wide. The applicants have stated that this parcel will remain zoned as an AR1 agriculture residential parcel that will serve as a buffer between the LI2 light industrial property and the nearest residence. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, for all these reasons, LI2 light industrial zoning is appropriate for this site. The motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of the record, again, the staff did prepare a staff analysis for this application. It was prepared on March 8th. It made reference to a background and analysis for the commission's benefit in considering this application, made reference to the current zoning and the proposed zoning, made reference to the 2008 comprehensive land use plan, and it makes a reference to the surrounding land uses to the west as town center and highway commercial, made reference to the lands to the south and east across Sussex Highway as town center, the land to the north across Allen's Road or highway commercial, low density and planned industrial areas. The present zoning was AR1, proposed zoning is LI2. We listed the LI2 zoning district permitted uses, which was at length, several pages. The final analysis was that the staff has no objection to the change of zone request from AR1 agriculture residential to LI2 light industrial, as the change of zone is consistent with the land use in the comprehensive plan and the surrounding zoning districts. And I did advise that I did pass down the exhibits provided by the applicant. We've received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the public hearing.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Well, I'm sure you said something about it and I forgot it, but what about the wetlands there? How are they being treated?
We're going to have to ask the applicant.
Because it's all wooded right now.
It's partially wooded.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that area, that particular area is wooded. Okay, then, thank you.
And I think the applicant will be able to respond.
Well, I thought maybe you had said something and I missed it because that happens too. Thank you.
Okay. No other questions? Mr. Christian Berry, here you go.
Good afternoon. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. Pull up. First exhibit in your packet is the zoning map for the area. As you can see, the property that's being rezoned is right here. This 200-foot wide white strip just to the west of it was purchased by the applicant at the same time. We actually last fall went through a minor subdivision, so that 200-foot strip of property is now a separate piece of ground, and it's not subject to this zoning application. So it is therefore remain AR1. Your staff was pretty clear that they didn't want us to have a split-zoned property, so we actually pulled that piece out to leave it as an AR1 residual. I can zoom in if that would be useful a little bit. The light blue is light industrial. The dark blue is actually heavy industrial. So you can see we are literally surrounded. This gray area here is actually lands that have been annexed into the town of Del Mar and are no longer under county jurisdiction. But there's highway commercial directly across Allen Mill Road. There's highway commercial across the street. There's a commercial use here that I think is simply grandfathered in, pre-existing the zoning code, to the best of my knowledge. So this land here, again, is an agricultural strip that is it's 200 feet wide. It's owned by the applicant.
Any reason why they just didn't include it?
It's easier to see on the photograph. So let me go to the next picture. It is adjacent to a residential piece, and also the wetlands that Ms. Lieber was curious about. Yeah. This is the property here. Everything to the east of these woods, essentially, is what's being rezoned to light industrial.
That's the property.
The woods line is very close to what was accepted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as a wetlands line back in the late 90s. And we are having, of course, that updated with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The woods are not to be developed as a part of this application. We simply took everything east of those woods and included that in the industrial application. Everything west is to remain AR1. There is a home here. I believe it's vacant at the moment. Actually, I've heard from my client that he thinks it may have actually recently been condemned. But anyway, this 200-foot strip is now a separate parcel. The next exhibit, we do have an exhibit further, and that's actually the subdivision plan that was recorded by the Recorder of Deeds. So that leaves our industrial piece adjacent to wooded wetlands to the south that are to remain, an agricultural piece to the west, a commercial trucking facility on C1 zoned land, heavy industrial property over here. And again, there's an existing business here that I think is just a grandfathered use that was not a part of the zoning code because it's been there so long it's permitted. It's simply our application, and that shows the acreage to be rezoned is simply the remaining 10 acres. This was our initial application to DelDOT for the service level evaluation. We gave them a site plan. We understand that site plan is not binding at this point on the zoning application, but this is the intent that Mr. Disharan has for the property, is everything east of those wetlands would be developed. There would be an access on Allen's Mill Road. This is the agricultural area that may get used for stormwater management, but doesn't have any other relevance to this project because it is a separate piece of property.
It's actually separated.
It is, and the record plat for the minor subdivision is another exhibit that we'll get to shortly.
Okay.
But basically, it runs from this wetland straight through parallel to the highway, and so that everything west of the woods is AR1, and we don't have any application on the books to ask you to change that anytime soon. Well, this plan shows phase one. It's an 18,000 square foot building with some firewalls in it for the applicant's use. The applicant runs the metal shop about a mile south of here on rented ground. He's been in business for a while, and I'm going to invite him up here shortly to describe his business's history to you and how many employees he has and why he's moving and all that. The phase two is we have left a pad site here that may be developed in the future, and that would be up to 10,000 square foot building that he would probably just find a tenant for. This is actually the plat book. It's recorded in plat book 224, page 78. And so tract one is the subject of this application. Tract two is excluded. So this was recorded back in January, and I believe we filed the zoning application the next day. The DelDOT did indicate that if they are going to require some kind of a traffic study, they'll do it with the site plan, with planning and zoning, and they don't. As a result, the proposed 28,000 square feet of light industrial space does not meet DelDOT's warrants for required traffic impact study. So at this point, DelDOT doesn't believe a traffic impact study will be required. One of the things they did pretty much ask us to agree to was to not attempt a Highway 13 entrance, but to come in on the side road, and that was agreeable to my client. So this is simply their report that summarizes that. Go ahead and end with Janelle's memo, where she summarized essentially her findings in reviewing the application.
We didn't get those.
It is in your packet. Put a copy in there. It's the last exhibit in your packet.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And what I think is the most helpful is when she actually outlines the permitted uses in a light industrial 2,
yes.
We've gone ahead and highlighted in yellow activities that have occurred in the metal shop to date that the applicant would like to continue doing on the new location. And in blue, we've highlighted uses that he anticipates possibly in the future. Because one of the first questions we got was well, why aren't you bringing in a conditional use? We know the council prefers conditional uses, but as we looked at the actual operations of the metal shop to date, LI2 zoning really was the appropriate zoning for the activities he's been doing for all these years. And to try to take this many uses out of the LI2 and make it a conditional use didn't seem appropriate. So that's actually what led us to the decision to subdivide the property, provide a built-in buffer so that neighboring properties would not be negatively impacted, because the light industrial use is a generous zoning. But we do believe this is an appropriate location. The surrounding uses, the surrounding zoning, the highway frontage all make this an ideal location for a light industrial application such as Mr. Disharoon intends to develop on this property. And having said that, I'd like to introduce Rick Disharoon so he can describe his business history to you. Rick, can you step on up and let these folks know who you are and what you do?
Yeah. First, I'd like to say I'm John P. Disharoon. My wife, Sherry, is third aisle back. We're the owners of the metal shop. I want to thank you for taking time, granting us this opportunity to stand in front of you. I want to tell you a little bit about my business. We started in 2005 in Wicomico County, Mardella Springs. We've only been 9 years in Sussex County, Delaware. We've moved three times, every time because of growth. In a struggling economy, our businesses thrive, and it's because of excellence and hard work that we do. And we do give a good quality product. I run my business different than a lot of people. It's old school. We drug test all our employees. We're very stringent upon it. My first and foremost customer is Purdue Farms. We travel over the East Coast, and we build conveyors for them, staircases, wherever they need in their facilities. Second thing we do is we had a state contract with the state of Delaware for DOT dump truck repair. We hold that, and we've held it for 6 years consecutive, and I'm pretty sure we're going to keep on getting it because they're very happy with our work. The reason we chose this piece of property in Sussex County is because right up the road, 3/4 of a mile, is where I've operated for 4 years. The businesses came for sale, the property has where I'm at, and they want $1.7 million, which is unacceptable for us for an old property. But we didn't want to move far. I'm a Delmar boy. I was born in 1967, town of Delmar. I've lived there my whole life. I'm not leaving Delmar. The property is perfect for what we need to do, because we will have minimal impact with tractor-trailer traffic. We only receive 1 to 2 trucks a week on delivery because we're not that large. But because we're on the corner of a major highway, I can't hardly see any receiving product coming from a back road into there. They're going to come from a major highway. We're the first stop. So we should have little to minimal impact on anybody around us. And as Ken told you, that we left the buffer, we decided to pull some of our land out to let neighbors know that we're trying to protect them also, you know, because everybody's always worried what is going to happen with this property. But at the same time, I wanted to forfeit my option to turn the whole property into light industrial to grant them the opportunity to know I'm trying to help a neighborhood keep a large buffer. 200 foot's a pretty doggone good sized buffer, plus including the wetlands buffer that's between us also. These were all thoughts that we had when we did this. When I started in business, we had 2 employees. Now we're at 22 employees strong. We've acquired 2 other businesses, Chesapeake Machine Corporation, the metal shop, and we also own the Metal Shop Motorsports, which is a small parts sale. We just sell a few parts here and there to accent to stuff like the state of Delaware with winches for their trucks and DNR, different products we sell for them. But now we have 22 employees strong. With the acquiring of the other companies, we're going to be pushing 30 employees. That is saying something in a struggling economy for our business in the state of Delaware. I really feel like that we provide well for that area. I just wanted to stand in front of you and tell you these things, basically because you don't know me, and I hope you don't know me a whole lot. You know, that means you're coming up with bad things.
I'm not going to argue with you.
But we do appreciate the opportunity to stand in front of you, and I'm willing to answer anything you want to ask me.
Any questions from council?
Well, you know me. I worry about the wetlands, and I just want to kind of get some education from myself how the use of the business might affect the wetlands and how they're being protected. I'm hearing that the woods the woods in the middle of the overall is not going to be developed or excuse me, it's going to be left intact. Is that correct? So that's something planning and zoning would do in the site plan. We don't have conditions, so we don't.
Ms. Deaver, just
they
say.
They can't, when they can submit a site plan, cannot encroach into any wetlands.
Okay, so it's definitely marked
this
wetlands.
This exhibit may be useful. The broken line here represents what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers legally adopted as wetlands in 1998. That has since expired. Our environmental scientist has stated in the field that is going to resubmit it to the Corps. He doesn't believe any of it's changed.
It's likely.
As you can see,
it runs very much
mm-hmm. with the wooded areas. Yeah. Yeah. So we would not be in any position to disturb it.
No.
If you want to disturb wetlands on a site development project, the first thing they make us document is that we have minimized or limited any disturbances to what's absolutely needed. We absolutely need nothing in the wetlands. We're not going to need to push through them to create anything. Our stormwater management facilities, we'd probably have a ditch or swale on the edge of the parking lot, maybe a pipe over to here, and then a pond in the agricultural lands. But as far as trying to put anything inside the wetlands,
I'm just thinking about the runoff, and when you talk about the swales and whatnot, that you've answered my question. So
very good.
You know, I'm love the trees. I can't help it.
Yeah, me too, babe.
Any other questions from council?
Yes. I just.
This is actually in another department. This goes to soil conservation. Wetlands not even in our department.
Correct. I just wanted to let her know that there is protection on the books.
It goes to soil conservation.
It does. They'll make sure that we follow the requirements.
Go ahead, Rob.
I just wanted to ask a very brief question, and that is, how long have you been in business?
This will be our 12th year.
Okay.
In this business, yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you. Yeah.
You know you're going to need a bigger spot.
Next time.
Huh? A bigger spot. That's
going to be, you'll be back.
Yeah. Maybe the 10,000 square feet won't be a tenant.
Yeah. Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the desire of the council, can close public record.
Could
I have one little question in before we close?
Certainly, Mrs. Deaver.
Just my idle curiosity. Now, does the applicant, has he bought the property? Yeah, I heard he was working on rented property in the past. That's what I heard in your testimony.
I can answer that because I've read the deed. He's owned this property for several years.
I know it's neither here nor there, but I'm glad to know that. So that's good. Okay. Thank you.
No more questions? So if you have a council, we'll close public record then. And Mr. Moore, read your title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 9.822 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning number 1-6.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Cole, to approve change of zone 1797 for the reasons as written to public record. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and with the reasons given by planning and zoning, and with my
my best wishes for continued success. And also, I would like to mention that, was it reasons 1 through 6? Make sure those are the reasons I'm talking about.
Cole.
I'll vote yes for the 6 reasons. And I also think that, just a little insight, we have an economic development director who's talked to us many times about the importance of retaining, you know, jobs, as opposed to trying to start new, you know, new businesses. And as she goes around, this would be a good example of retaining jobs here in Sussex County, so that somebody like yourself growing didn't leave and say move down into Maryland or somewhere else. And we're able to keep this, you know, still in Del Mar. So
thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Arlett?
That's a yes.
Yeah, I too also would like to certainly vote yes, and I want to commend you again for continued growth and continued success. And I see that you live in Maryland, though, so I'd love to see you move up to Delaware at some point. But you know, but that's not part of this application. But I just wanted to say yes, and per the recommendations of Planning and Zoning, and congratulations.
Mr. Wilson,
I vote yes, and there's no doubt why you live in, why you're going to work in Delaware, because you must be in Maryland.
I agree with the reasons they have a planning and zoning. I'm going to vote yes and wish you best of luck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you. The last hearing today is change of zone 1798, David and Veronica Ham, Clarksville Auto. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.99 acres, more or less. Property is located northeast of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 300 feet northeast of the Clarksville intersection on Omar Road, being Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 155, 153, and 83.01. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 10th of 2016. We received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. David Hamm was present with Richard Abbott, Esquire, on behalf of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and did defer action for further consideration. On March 24th of 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1798 for David and Veronica Hamm and the Clarksville Auto from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district based upon a record made during a public hearing for the following reasons. One, this application seeks to create a uniform CR1 zoning for an area of land that currently has a split AR1 and C1 zoning. It also seeks to rezone 2 adjacent parcels from AR1 to CR1. 2, the overall site is improved with businesses, including an automobile service facility and auto parts retail sales buildings. These types of uses have existed for at least 30 years on the site. 3, the areas within the environmentally sensitive developing area, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, CR1 zoning is appropriate within this area. 4, there are other commercial zonings and uses in the area, and this rezoning will be consistent with those zonings and uses. 5, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. 6, the site is located along Route 26 in Clarksville, and DLDOT has just reconfigured the Clarksville Route 26 intersection to include a traffic light that will serve that intersection with an entrance to these properties. The signalized location is appropriate for CR1 zone. 7, the County Engineering Department has stated that source construction is currently underway and the source service to the property will become available in 2017. And 8, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Wheatley abstained. Again, for the record, staff did provide memorandum prepared by Janelle for the purpose of this review of this application. The reference is the site, the parcels, the proposed zoning, the existing zoning, the comprehensive plan, makes reference to the surrounding area, and makes reference to the rezoning from AR1 to CR and CR1, C1, excuse me, to CR1. And then provides copies of some of the listed items that are permitted under a CR1 zoning classification. Finally, the staff had no objection to the change of zone request from AR1 agricultural residential to CR1 commercial residential, and C1 commercial CR1 general commercial to CR1 commercial residential. Tongue tire.
Mm-hmm.
As the change of zone is consistent with the land use on the comprehensive plan, the existing use is on one of the parcels, and there are other commercial zones within the area. I received no additional agency comments or individual comments on this application to date since the public hearing. And that's all I have, unless I have questions.
Yes, I do. It's in the environmentally sensitive district, so what are we doing to protect it? What do we do?
This actually is a environmentally sensitive developing area.
Yes.
CR1 is consistent in a use that's acceptable to be zoned in the environmentally sensitive area. It's picking up existing parcels that are already C1 with mm-hmm. two operating businesses, and it's adding two adjacent parcels.
Oh, I know, I understand that, but I just, you know, you say it's environmentally sensitive. I don't see any
environmentally
that we're doing
sensitive
anything.
Is a developing district. It's mm-hmm. a growth area, actually. It's not just an environmental.
But it's still okay.
And if there are any issues, that will be shown on the site plan as far as any wetlands or.
Okay.
Those types of things.
That would be good. Thank you.
Any other questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Abbott.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, members of council, Richard Abbott, on behalf of the Clarksville Auto Service Center, and David and Veronica Hamm. With me here are the project engineer, Dev Sitaram, and Kelly Phillips, who is one of the co-owners of Clarksville Auto Service Center. Dave Hamm, who was at our Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, had a meeting. He was going to try and get here late, but it doesn't look like he made it. Better get my glasses out. The properties, which we'll pull up here in terms of the first map, this is the site plan with all that nice coloring on it, and it shows you the area here, the boundary of the entirety of the parcel. So I'm not pressing hard enough on any of that. You can see the property. There's one inset parcel in the middle of the overall 3.99 acre parcel that is owned by the Powell family. Mr. Powell passed away last year, well into his 80s, and his son now lives there. And there have been communications constantly over the last 30 years between Mr. Powell while he lived there and now in more recent times with his son. And he has indicated to Ms. Phillips that he has no objection and has not submitted anything beyond. He is satisfied that the uses will continue, which is what this plan proposes. We're just proposing a rezoning. There's no proposed modifications in use. There is a Goodyear Auto Service facility that's all the way to the right side, the 45-degree angle building towards State Route 26. The building to the left of that is a parts store. And then the building in the rear towards the upper left is a pole barn that has been there for a number of years. And the zone is essentially the Goodyear and the parts store to the right side are both on the current commercial zone, and we're adding, thank you, Janelle. There we go. And then that's pretty much the dividing line there. Here's the commercial, and then this is the AR area that we're seeking to rezone. And you'll also see this area, which you'll see more pronounced, which is the entrance at the signalized intersection that DelDOT has installed, is actually in place now and functioning. So that gives you an idea of the property and what's on it. So let's go to the next slide. And right here, sorry. And then this gives you an idea of, we still have the AR and the C on there, but this gives you the aerial view of the parcels. As I said, this is the Goodyear facility. This is the parts store, and the pole barn seems to be somewhat covered by the trees in the rear, but it's in this area. There was previously a driveway that ran right here, and that's going to be modified by the new entrance that I circled in this area. And a lot of the reason why we're here is because of the Deldot acquisition from all three of these parcels and the widening and modifications at the intersection. As you know, it was kind of a funky three-way intersection with Route 54, and now they've straightened it out into a four-way signalized intersection. And we think it pretty much makes the most sense to have this as a commercial use. In terms, if you look at the Deldot plan here in particular, intersections right here, you see the traffic signal, and then the entrance road that brings it in. Took off some of it.
Looks like it's all
right. So I do see the older entrances will still remain where they are.
There's still access. Yep. This has been somewhat pinched here and here with raised curbing put in by Deldot in the project. Right. That was a subject of some negotiation to ensure that, as you can see, the right-of-way line ends up being very close to the Goodyear operation and actually makes it very difficult to actually use the bay that's closest to State Route 26. Mm-hmm. So there's limited access points over there, and the main access will obviously be at the signal. And as for the business, wanted to give you a flavor for it. It's been in operation for 30 years. It's open 7 days a week. There's a next part operation that does parts distribution out of the parts store. It also has a retail parts store. It serves about 50 local garages. There's an average of about 40 employees in the businesses with additional seasonal employees. And one of the other ideas long-term is that there may be a need for expansion in terms of storage and other things. But the most immediate purpose is to put all of these together. We ended up with basically some remnants. This parcel over here, that's the ham parcel. Right next to the stormwater pond there. And that parcel, there's not a lot you can do with it, so ultimately that'll probably be combined with the center parcel, the perfect rectangular parcel, which
line was that? I missed that.
This area the right of the stormwater pond, that's the parcel owned by the Hams. Personally,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Ham is also a co-owner of Clarksville Auto Service Center, so that's why we did this all as a three-parcel application.
Okay.
This center parcel here, which is a rectangle, that obviously will also gain access from the signalized intersection, and based on the connection between these two parcels, there'll be easy access between all three parcels. Mm-hmm. The positive recommendations came from both the department. Mr. Lank already read them. I won't repeat them. We also received a positive recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. I just wanted to note, in terms of the highlights, that it's consistent with the comprehensive plan and that it is in an area, and particularly with the signalized intersection, a precise location that provides an ideal opportunity for safe and convenient access for the more heavily, intensively used types of commercial uses that CR1 permits.
Is the stormwater pond the state's, or is it on the Hams?
That is the Deldot.
That's a Deldot. Okay, so, but and then Lawrence, I guess I could ask you if they do any improvements, you know, now that they got this new entrance, stormwater requirements would then come into play, right?
Yeah, all agencies' requirements would come into play. The entrance would be subject to DLDOT's approval. The conservation district would have to approve the stormwater.
I know the other side doesn't have any real stormwater. It just goes off into that end ditch.
Right, this
it all run
was off. Actually probably created originally before there were any stormwater regulations.
Fuzzy. Yeah. Fuzzy.
Or wetland regulations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Abbott, you mentioned that there was different ownership, some with corporate or LLC, some individual. Are there going to be cross easements between the parties so that it's treated as one large parcel?
Well, I think that would come up in any future site plan that would remove the property boundaries. This, we're not proposing at this time to remove any of the property boundaries. It's a good question, though. I think given that Mr. Hamm's a co-owner, he has some control, obviously, over the ability to use that. Today, other than the need to traverse across the Hamm parcel, the middle Clarksville Auto parcel, that's the only thing that would be of concern. Again, it the driveway hasn't been removed, but there is going to be curbing that will be installed in front of it, so you won't be able to go out to the road from it eventually. But no, I think that is a good idea to the extent. I don't know whether Mr. Hamm intends to transfer the property to the business and put it all under one ownership or how he wants to do it. But right now, since there's no specific plan for any modification in the use, I think their general objective is continue status quo. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
Yes, if I may, Mr. President. Just I know, share with me which parcel, because I drive by here probably daily, but where are the, I think the cars that are being offered for sale right at this moment, where are they at? Parcel are they on?
I did, and Ms. Phillips sent me a picture of that. I think my client jumped the gun a little bit by putting, I noticed he had a particular affinity for Chrysler products, but in any event, they seem to be right in this area. Here's this area where there's parking, and then out in this area here, closer to the, on each side, I believe, of this roadway
right. That
DLDOT has constructed. So I just became aware of that a few days ago, and we can certainly have them moved if that becomes a problem. I think he just got a little over anxious and
sure.
Started
if it gets rezoned, it's a permitted use.
Right.
Right, Clarence?
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
You selling cars would be a permitted use.
Sure.
Right, once if this gets rezoned, right.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'm curious about that piece of land, that slice in the middle of it. That's not being rezoned. Is that correct?
No, the what's not being rezoned
that
is
long slice
this
that
parcel
like
right here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, uh-huh. This is, there's actually a house here.
Right.
And that's the house that Mr. Powell's son, was too far back. The house actually is about, I don't know, 5 to 10 feet from the actual road.
So we're
right away.
Yeah, I was just curious.
It's very tight.
Somebody's
it's very
actually
close.
Living in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just curious, but it could have been. It could have been rezoned and still live in it. I mean, I'm just
curious.
Well,
I can tell you, my clients have spoken to both the now deceased Mr. Powell and his family over the years. They even offered to include that in this particular application. For whatever reason, that was not desired by them, and so they respected their wishes.
I understand. Maybe didn't want them traveling across his land or something.
And I think DLDOT at some point even proposed to Mr. Powell to take his entire property because of the proximity of the road. Again, Mr. Powell was, I believe, in his 80s at the time and had no desire to move from where he'd lived for many years.
Well,
so that's his right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you have anything else, Mr. Abbott?
No.
Any other witness?
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that'd like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's desire of the council, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. So the council close the public record. And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.99 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt change of zone 1798.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve change of zone 1798 for the reasons read into the public record. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, and I'm noting the reasons that planning and zoning gave, and it makes sense to what they're doing. And they're so lucky to have that traffic light.
Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes with the reasons, and this is, it's kind of interesting. It's an upzoning from the AR1 to the CR1, but it's also a downzoning from the C1 to a CR1. So yeah. The C1 had actually had high-density zoning, residential zoning permitted there, and the CR zone will not permit that. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yeah, I'm going to share the vote. I have a quick question, though, for Mr. Lawrence Lank, and that would be mentioning Mr. Wheatley abstained. What, does that mean he recused himself? What does that mean specifically? In the minutes here, it says in the record, Wheatley abstained. What does that mean?
He did participate in the vote.
Did he recuse himself? Or, I mean, what is that? I mean, I don't know. What was he not present there, or what is that?
He just stated he would abstain from voting. He didn't participate during the public hearing.
He wasn't at the hearing?
I think he was sitting in attendance, but he did not participate. He abstained.
He didn't give any reason, though. That's all. No reason given.
He didn't state a reason why he was abstaining.
He should have done that.
But he didn't.
Right.
So. Were you there at that meeting?
Huh?
Were you there at that meeting?
Yes.
You didn't ask him that, I mean? You just,
no.
Okay.
That's not his. That's not. Probably the attorney. I know. The attorney should have. Asked
well, I mean, because I would like to see on
I'll
the...
I'll take that back. I wasn't at the decision. I was at the hearing, but not when they made the decision.
Okay.
But well, he was there, too, at the hearing.
Well, you can anyway, stay. We're where we are, so we're going to
well, either way, it's not going to alter my vote. I was just curious because it's in the record, and I want
sidebar.
To ask
sorry.
That very question. So in any event, I am absolutely going to vote yes because I think it is very appropriate. This intersection has evolved. Which I think it's way overdue from DelDOT, but the fact is they have done it, so that's a good thing. And so I think this is a very appropriate spot for the change of zone. So I will vote in favor of, per planning and zoning's recommendations. So yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm going to vote in favor of planning and zoning. I believe that Mr. Wheatley probably left and went to the bathroom.
Also, for the reasons stated about planning and zoning, I agree with those. As Councilman Colway said, it is up, and it's up zone. It's also a down zone, so I think it makes sense to do that. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
I will say, if I can check to make sure if he was there on it, I just don't remember if he was there on it.
You want to check it? What bathroom?
Check.
Yeah.
No,
I don't.
Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now
thank
adjourned.
You,
go for it.